Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
So good evening, everyone. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
I hear you've got some home keeping you want to do, and I got a little few things I want to say. So go ahead and do the housekeeping that you got.
Yeah, thank you, Stuart. I was just going to mention to people that I am better. You know, I've had some issues with my blood pressure that went way too high, and that seems to be in the process of being resolved, and I'm feeling much better, and I thank everybody for their prayers, and I thank people for being patient with the irregularity maybe of my Intel alerts or my blog. I'm kind of back on track now. And also, I've been having trouble with the Larry Taylor Intel on that WordPress alert thing. It appears I might be being censored a little there, so I've actually got a new one going, and it's on my recent blog called Substack. It's larrywtaylor.substack.com. People can go and sign up and get it when I put something out. But I also wanted to mention real quick here that I got a very intriguing letter from I'll just say someone named James in Thornton, Colorado. And it was a really good letter, and I appreciate, you know, him sending that. And also, you know, he thanked us for getting out the truth, Stuart, and says he very much enjoys the Night Shadows program. So I wanted to share that with the people and share that with you.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you. And it helps. You should read some of the letters we get. Some of them aren't even printable, or you couldn't say it on the air, no matter where you were. I mean, people just are very strange. Humanity is a very strange race. And anyway, people have some really odd opinions. So that's good. Thank you for that. The only thing I wanted to bring out was the membership site, or it seems to be, and I'm going to say seems to be, corrected and fixed. And so, again, we apologize for all the mess up beyond our control, actually. And this is modern technology, and when it glitches, it's not good. So you just have to bear with us with patience on that. And other thing I wanted to mention was that we have the Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny is up on our, can't even think of the name now, Before It's News. And it's, I think, Runty 1940 is the code word, or you can just type in Stuart Best and you'll get to the website, you'll see it. And we had over 60,000 views on YouTube. But they dismissed us with extreme prejudice because of our videos and what we were saying. YouTube is nothing more than a mouthpiece for the New World Economic Order, and they're in the business of censorship. They're a very evil operation, as far as I'm concerned, antichrist to the core, which means they're satanic, and most people still using it because they don't say anything that's controversial. You can't tell the truth on YouTube. We found that out when we even went in and looked at what they have to say. Basically, you have to tell the lies of global deep state or you're not allowed. And remember, Jesus Christ was the one who told us that the night soon cometh when no one can work, which means extreme and total censorship as Satan rises up to install his new world order. And we are getting rapidly to that point. And the banning, shadow banning, they have all kinds of little tricks they use to get people upset so that they'll not subscribe to whatever it is you're doing. And this is the people, by and large, are oblivious to the censorship. It's like they could care less. I wonder how the American people would feel if Klaus Schwab, for example, decided to ban all football games from TV. Would there be an outcry? You bet. Probably big enough to bring the nation to its knees. Do they say anything when truth is banned? Not a word, not a whimper. Nothing is done. So this is where we are, exactly where Jesus Christ said we would be just before he came and got his people out. And where do you want to start, Larry?
Well, we could mention real quick that, and this is a headline, you know, on my blog today, too. Hal Turner alert, October the 26th, Hal Turner computers hit with targeted advanced persistent threat attack, damaging multiple systems. So, and if you'll remember, Stuart, he was the first one, I suppose, that I saw anyway, that was putting out about this rumored report of a dirty bomb in Ukraine that was going to be used. And of course, Russia was warning like crazy. And Ukraine and, mainstream media was warning that Russia was going to do it. And, well, guess what? Now they hit him. And I would assume, and this is just an assumption on my part, they want him down right now because something's coming. They don't want him letting out of the bag.
Yeah. Yeah, there is something coming, folks, and it's not going to be good. I want to get into some. Here's a headline that kind of is interesting. This is from True News. Putin anointed as Russia's chief exorcist to de-Satanize Ukraine's ruling establishment. Now, there have been rumbles coming out of Russia that this is, in reality, it's a religious war. And this is going to get very, very interesting. Anybody that has followed Nazi business knows full well the satanic cult of the Nazis and the Third Reich, and where they got all their anti-gravity stuff from. It all came from Satan, came from the fallen angels. Anyway, it's very, very interesting now that we're watching more comments coming out of this is turning into a religious war, basically. And very, very interesting. Anyway, U.S. gives Ukraine most advanced air defense system to date. The United States has given Ukraine the most advanced anti-air defense systems to date after President Biden, in a phone call with Ukraine's Zelensky, vowed to expedite shipments of the NASAMS, I guess. NASAMS, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. So they keep upping the ante. They keep pushing Putin. And Putin, by and large, doesn't do anything. He's had a number of red lines. He said, you cross that, boy, and we're going to do something. Then he doesn't do anything. And so the West now is beginning to perceive that Putin is really not going to do much and that they can push this as far as they want to push it. According to the scriptures, that's not true. They do something that gets Putin or whoever is running it at the time so angry that nuclear war erupts. And it has to do with Israel as well. Anyway, what else you got, Larry, you want to bring up?
Well, it's fairly interesting at the same time that it appears, and I've been reading a number of sources out of Israel, that this, I can't figure out how to call this, this not-so-legitimate government that's running Israel, this interim government, if you want to call it that, that's keeping Netanyahu out of office, that they are now siding with Biden basically on two-state solution by dividing Israel, you know, Jerusalem. They're going to create a Palestinian state. It seems like while Netanyahu's at office, that this is appears to be where they're going with this. And by the way, Biden clearly has just pushed aside all the rhetoric about Iran never having nukes. I think they've already got some, but, you know, people can't say that, can they? That's not politically correct. But, you know, Iran's kind of like China. You can't talk about them. You can't talk about them even when it's real. But Biden, I guess you could say he's probably the one person on the planet at the present time. Of course, he's got people pulling his strings that really has basically almost destroyed the United States. And if you read my blog today, you'll see some things that are shocking. And by the way, you know, I know a lot of people didn't listen to Israeli News Live, but he's got a very interesting discussion topic he just brought out today. And about 17 hours ago, he put it out, and it's, can Barack Obama become the acting president of the USA? And he asks as a question, and he discusses that. And, you know, this is from insider talk. And interestingly, it appears that no president can run for president over two times and win. And guess what? There doesn't appear to be any reasoning to stop, like Congress or whomsoever, from appointing an acting president, and it could be a former president, Obama. What do you think, Stuart?
Well, that is that would not surprise me at all. In fact, I've had my eyes on Obama for a long time. I know everybody laughs, says, no way, no way. Well, he's already running the White House. He said so. He came right out and said so. He called Biden his vice president. And people are like, oh, I was just kidding. No, he wasn't. Wasn't kidding at all. He's telling you. But the American people are so naive and so dumb in that regard, politically. I can't imagine, you know, you're watching these races going on and neck and neck with known communists. Neck and neck. What has happened to the American people and the hypocrisy? I was digging up some articles. Remember when Trump was being called on the carpet and they were going to run an Article 25 on him because he was incompetent and he was a danger to the United States and he was this and he was that, and Pelosi jumped on the bad way. We got to have an Article 25 on Trump. So here we have a nearly insane, totally incompetent Biden, who cannot even fight his way out of a wet paper bag, doesn't even know where he is 90% of the time. Do you hear anything about an Article 25? Not a peep. Nothing. This is where America is. This is where the American people are. And God is going to destroy the United States of America from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the Canadian border down to the Mexican border, and probably going into Canada as well, because Trudeau's no better than Biden. They're all a bunch of communist hacks. The American people sat back, twiddled their thumbs, and allowed communists to take over their country. And they apparently aren't doing anything to stop any of it. And evidently don't care about their kids and their kids' future. It makes me want to vomit what's going on in this nation and the mindset of the people. It's horrible. It's horrific. They've lost their way. Just as God said, I'm going to smite you people with insanity. Well, an insane person doesn't realize they're insane. They've lost their way. They're in the middle of an ocean with a ship with no rudder and no savior because they've rejected him. And this is where America is. You're going down, folks. There's no way around it. You cannot stop it. It's coming, and it's coming much more rapidly than you believe. God is about to terminate the United States of America. But first, he's going to throw you a delusion of all delusions, and you're going to lap it up, like hungry dogs, and then you die, and then you go to a very bad place. This is what happens to a nation. It's happened many, many times before. It's not new. Go back and review the history of Israel. They were out there picnicking as Titus's soldiers were encircling the city. They were out there picnicking. My, look at those soldiers. Wow, isn't that wonderful? And then they turned around and ate their own children. It's insanity. And as I said before, if you're insane, you don't realize it. You have no clue. You're actually insane. When God said, I'm going to smite you with madness, which means insanity, look it up, Deuteronomy 28, he wasn't fooling. He wasn't fooling one bit. Neither was Jesus Christ fooling when he said, enter in at the straight gate, walk the narrow way. You either do it or you die in your sins. You can laugh at it. You can mock it. You can roll on the floor laughing. You can say whatever you want to say. When you die, you will realize that it was the truth and that Jesus Christ really was who he said he was. And what he said is what he meant. And if you want to banter that around and say, no, I just can't buy that. I can't accept that. Well, that's fine. You have a free will. Everybody has a free will. They can do whatever they want. It's the end result that matters. And evidently, the American people have now developed such short-sightedness. They're not thinking ahead. And if they would repent, I was reading an article on drought and how the United States, 80% now, has some form of drought. You know, that could be turned around and the Mississippi could be flowing over its banks. All the major rivers, all you got to do is repent. They won't do it. Revelation says instead they raise their fist against the Almighty, say, why are you doing this to us? Well, the answer is obvious. Anyway, what else you got? I don't want to get onto a big rant. Probably
well,
already
okay.
did.
I was well, to go along with that rant, I was thinking how that the globalists, the rich men, you know, all of those scientists that are working on these things, they want to have immortality. They want to live forever. You know, the odd thing is they reject Jesus Christ, but on the other hand, they will go to a very bad place and they will live forever in hell. Can you imagine such a thing that you would want to live forever in hell?
They don't believe that, of course. If they would do what the Lord told them to do, they'd know it. But here's something I do want to bring up, this thing about the earthquake in California. This earthquake watcher guy, he says there is a potential for a much larger and catastrophic magnitude quake to occur, well above 6.0. I will put a high end potential of magnitude 6.6 or 7.7 as possible. This is a mega quake territory. I am watching the Los Angeles metro area as the primary target area. That's interesting in view of some of the stuff we've been reading about artificial earthquakes. But all of Southern California, including the Salton Sea, should be on the alert for the possibility of a strong, very large quake to strike within the next 3 to 4 days. It is a very large, if a very large quake is triggered, it would unzip or could unzip the entire length of the San Andreas Fault. Is this a big one? I do not know. We have to wait and see, but the potential is there. We will see a major release in this region eventually, whether it happens now or sometime in the near future. What do you think, Larry? That's kind of scary. He's usually very accurate.
No, he is usually pretty accurate, and I'm kind of watching very, very closely Matter of fact, it's odd. Space weather, I posted on my blog tonight a very interesting picture. While the moon was eclipsing the sun yesterday, they got a guy in France actually photographed a very interesting photo. He showed the partial sun eclipse at the same time with Venus in it. And, you know, I got to looking at that. Look at that on the top of my blog, if you can. And because that planet Venus, when you're looking at that image, it looks a whole lot like the Alaska weather cams is picking something up like a planet that's being covered up by the Chinese bright light that's in space and also by the chemtrails. So I'm wondering, if you're looking at Venus, which is a planet, and it looks very similar to some other something we're seeing in the sky that's hard to catch, sounds like the destroyer and its entourage is moving around out there.
Well, it is out there somewhere. There's no question about that. The Bible even talks about it. It comes up with various names and whatnot, but it is there. Earth changes are abounding all over. Floods, droughts, whatever. And this is just going to continue, folks, because the whole world has rejected Jesus Christ. Now, we don't want this guy to rule over us, but we will invent all kinds of religions. I checked, and I think there's 4,200 some odd religions now that are registered on the planet. None of them, not one of them, talks about what Jesus Christ commanded to do. So don't be surprised when the Lord decides he's had enough of humanity. Anyway, here's a warning. Event 201, organizers of the World Economic Forum Gates pre-COVID simulation warned of similar pandemics in the future. So they know there's another one coming. I think it was our good friend Dr. Fauci, who engineered most of this, warned us that another one was coming. And you may remember he made a comment about during Trump's administration that Trump would have to deal with a pandemic of some type. So this has all been planned for years and years and years. I got a lot of the documents. I put out a special report on it. It was all pre-engineered. It is designed to kill you or modify you and make you into a slave. And people still laugh at it and are still rolling up their sleeves. Well, everybody has free will, and they can decide to search things out or not search things out. Anyway, speaking about Israel, Larry, what is going on? They've been hitting right around Damascus very heavily. And Syria's close ties with Russia. Maybe something's going on that's going to pull them down.
Well, the intel that I've been receiving indicates that the IRGC, you know, the Iranian guards, if you will, have been moving missiles into Syria to try to get into Russia for Russia to use in Ukraine. Iran is apparently, you know, providing missiles and drones to Russia to use in their war against Ukraine. And at the same time, even though people say, oh, no, they're not even involved, Ukraine now is reporting that they've killed a number of Iranian troops fighting with the Russians in Ukraine. You've got Chinese troops in Ukraine. We've seen the videos. You've got Iranian troops in Ukraine. You've got North Korean weapons in Ukraine. Hey, Stuart, this is not – the Ukraine war is not just the U.S. and West against Russia. It's a whole lot bigger than that.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be a final showdown, and the Bible prophets tell us that mighty Babylon the Great, the invincible, goes down with a thud. So prepare yourselves for it. One day you'll probably wake up and you might even see parachutes of Russian, Chinese, whatever, troops parachuting in. People need to go see that movie, Red Dawn. There's two of them. There's the older one, and then there's a new one. I just watched the older one the other night. Fascinating. Patrick Swayze, and I can't remember who else played in that. But anyway, they were in high school. They were high school kids, and they see all these parachuters come down. And they start shooting up the school and kill one of the people anyway. And they rounded up all the parents and eventually shot them to death. Folks, Red Dawn, like Red October, it's not a game. It's not a movie. It's coming. That was one of those deals to see what the American people would do, how they would react. There was a deal on TV. I think it was called America with a K. That was also likewise. They're sounding out the people. Not a reaction. No reaction. So get ready for it because it's coming. And it has been seen by many, many modern prophets who say that what happens when these things begin is beyond anything you can imagine, the horrific nature of it. America's going to go down. It's going to be judged. You cannot take the promises, the blessings of God, turn around and give him the finger after he's given you these blessings and expect nothing but a multitude of horrendous curses, because that's where we're at right now. We've inherited most of the curses of Deuteronomy 28. The last final ones are simply termination. Anyway, lethal injections. 18% of cattle die immediately following mRNA vaccination. I want you to think about this because most people don't realize that cattle are being vaccinated with this. Well, what about the meat you eat? What about spike proteins? What about all this stuff? You got to be careful now. Anyway, what else you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to bring up something that's interesting. And by the way, we might warn people that in the U.S. Southeast, and nobody's keeping up with this, they've declared a diesel emergency already. It's urgent, an urgent alert. And if reports are right, and I've seen it in different, Zero Hedge put it out, said we only have 25 days of diesel fuel left in America, and also shortages in other fuels. And the railroad strike looks like it's going to come on and happen anyway. Stuart, just before the election, during the election, and right after the election, there's some very bad things could happen. And I wanted to mention this one because I'd like your opinion. Maybe we can talk about it more Friday night. But Monkey put out what he called a national special report October the 20th. And he gave some cryptic clues. He said he's been watching a lot of domestic air travel that are moving or ferrying troops around the country, but they're not going out of the country. They're going to other parts of the U.S. for unknown reasons. And here's what here's the cryptic he gave. He says, big chest move coming, feeling in my gut. Big trial coming to D.C., domestic. You better buckle up. And he seems to believe that, yeah, and this may tie in with, you know, they're determined to convict Donald Trump of something. It don't even matter if it's real. You know, a lot of Trump's associates are going to prison for nothing, absolutely, just because they're Trump supporters, yep. You know. And I'm wondering if, are they planning something about the election time that this will tear the country in half?
Well, if they're going to do it, they're going to have to do it very rapidly now. Here we are towards the end of October. I don't know where that went. And we're coming up on November 8th. So if they're going to do something, they're going to have to do it probably in early November would be my guess, so that it rattles everybody's cage. He can come out, cancel the elections. we got to postpone it. It's an emergency, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they got to undo the country one way or the other. Anyway, we're out of time, so thank you, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll get into this a lot more on Friday night, the good Lord willing. And there's a lot going on that's just not in the news. Anyway, thank you. Thanks again, Larry. Take care, everyone.